Good afternoon. From Top Third Ag Marketing, this is Chris Robinson in for Mark Gold with the closing grain comments for today, Monday, December 12th, 2016. Kind of a two-sided, choppy Monday trade. You had corn a penny higher. March corn finished up a penny higher at 360.5. That matched its one-month high settlement, so not bad action for corn. March wheat finished up a penny, about a two-week high settlement. And you had January soybeans down 6.5 cents, finishing down at 10.31. That was the lone loser on the out of the three grain markets. Continuing to watch what the funds are doing. They are long about 100,000 contracts of soybeans. They are short 90,000 contracts of corn and short about 110,000 contracts of wheat. Moving forward, we're continuing to watch what's going on with the weather in South America. Every 12 hours, we get a new weather forecast, the European model versus the American model. European models doesn't have as much rain as the American model. We'll see at the end of the day which algorithm is going to be more accurate this year. We certainly saw a lot of swings in weather forecast predictability last year. It looks like 2017 was going to be more of the same. So I continue to watch those prices. A little bit of talk about dryness in southern Argentina and parts of Brazil. But again, it depends on which model you're looking at. Outside markets, you had crude oil at the top of its recent range, about a 1.5-year high. That was getting a lot of play in the press today. That should be friendly for soybeans, and moving forward, we'll see if that happens. The second thing we watched today as well is the fact that the stock market continues to hover very near 20,000. With 2 weeks left to go in the rest of the year, December historically is very, very difficult trading, very, very whippy markets. It's really hard to get a handle on what's going on with this stuff. I think as a producer in grains, you've got to be looking ahead and thinking about what the USDA is going to say on January 12th. Historically, that's a number that we have in the past has given us quite a few limit moves. Obviously, if you're a producer, if it goes limit higher, it's great. But as a producer and as risk managers, we've got to be here helping you in case the prices go against you. That's why it's really imperative to have a structured, well thought out, well disciplined risk management program, which accepts the fact that producers are net long speculators. So we have to look at what can hurt you first. What that would be sharply lower prices before you get the grain sold. So with prices hanging in here, especially in new crop soybeans, about $1.20 off the recent lows, that's giving you a great marketing opportunity. Who knows where we'll be 3 or 4 months from now once we get through the meat of the growing season in South America. That's really about it. If you have any specific questions, give us a call here, 877-334-3343. That's 877-TT-Hedger. Any questions, give us a holler. Have a great day.